from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth. Down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else. Inside or outside the great state of Texas. We welcome you in to the Chad Hasty Show. A lot to talk about on the program today. We've got some guests who will be joining us, including Scott Braddock, coming up at 6:35 this evening. I think he got done today moderating a debate, and so we'll ask him about that. We've also got just a lot of other news, a lot of statewide news today. The battle for U.S. Senate in the Republican primary, that's really heating up, and a few articles out today showing some warning signs for John Cornyn. Some warning signs even when it ain't come to him even making a runoff, that he is in a dangerous position right now of not even making a runoff between Wesley Hunt and Ken Paxton. How about that? Wouldn't that be a shocker? I wouldn't be too shocked about it, but it would be quite something and quite a downfall for the senior senator. So we've got that to take a look at today here on the program. By the way, Wesley Hunt will be having a meet and greet here in Lubbock on Saturday. And we're actually going to visit with him coming up Thursday. He'll tell you all about the meet and greet, all that kind of good stuff on Thursday's program. So we've got that going on. Of course, we've got other news of the day, including an Islamic group who got inside a high school in Texas, started passing out religious items, hijabs, and telling kids all about how great Islam is. And the school, it's all about school security. I thought it was a little bit tougher to get in the school system. Apparently not. We'll get into that today on the show. We've got Heather Garcia, who will join us at 6:05 to talk about her campaign for office. And, we've got a lot of other statewide news that we'll be getting into throughout the show, including they're here. ESAs, education savings accounts. Now, starting today, parents can submit, an application for education savings accounts if they want to do that. So we've got all of that to get into. We've got a story about a man who was arrested after getting into a fight with a high school student who was out protesting ICE during the school day. So we've got that to talk about. And, of course, we've got national headlines to get into as well throughout the day. And, of course, we want to hear from you. That's the number one thing. We always want to hear from you and find out what you're thinking, because you've heard from everybody else all day. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the issues of the day. How do you do it? It's real simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name, where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout out. You can also tap the app, send us a message that way on your station's app. You can also reach out to us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. That's Chad Hasty Radio on social media, including X, Instagram, Facebook, And you always have the old-fashioned way of getting in touch. How do you do that? It's quite simple. Give us a call at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today. Today is, it's his day. It's National Sweater Day. And when you see National Sweater Day, it's a picture of Nick right there on the holiday card. Nick, congratulations. Happy Sweater Day.
Thank you.
To you.
Thank you. Is it really? Is that
true? It is. Wow. It is. Now, it's not National
Cardigan.
Yeah, National Cardigan Day.
You take what you can get.
Yeah.
You know, a win is a win.
Yeah.
I'll take a National Sweater Day. That's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's acceptable.
I think so.
Yeah. I was going to say, though, I did learn something this morning.
Oh.
Brand new day, brand new experience.
Yes.
Taking the dogs to the vet. How expensive a simple vet visit is.
Yeah.
Not only that, it gets better. Anything with dental.
Yes.
Boy, that racks up the price.
Yes, it does.
Real quick.
Yeah.
In fact, I was curious. So I did a little digging. Apparently in West Texas.
Uh-huh.
One of the most expensive procedures that you can do.
Right.
To a dog is dental.
Really?
Yeah. That's one of the highest price.
Yeah.
In West Texas. So we're looking forward to that. We did get the quote, you know, because we asked, you know, what are we going to expect? You know, we got to schedule it. What are we going to expect? What's this going to cost us?
Yeah.
Boy, it's big. So I will be starting a GoFundMe.
Let me.
My dog.
Ballpark, is it above a grand?
The range?
Yes.
Extends well above a grand, yes.
Well above.
Yeah. So I'll just give you the range.
Okay.
The range,
yeah,
is $650 to $2,000. That's what they gave us. That's a huge range.
That's quite the range.
That's a huge range.
Yeah.
It just depends. Uh-huh. Whatever they see.
So you won't know until they're done.
Correct.
That they're going to charge you $2,000.
The goal is, I read the disclaimer. They slide this in there. They do say they want you to be available all day.
Oh boy.
Because. So that they can then say, hey, heads up, we found this. We think, you know what, before we slap another grand on this, we just wanted to let you know. And then maybe if you have some power, you can say, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, a simple dental thing.
So let me ask you this, this may go out to the audience as well.
Sure.
Is there a dollar figure? It's going to be a bad question.
Oh,
I know.
Boy.
I know. You know what I'm thinking.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Is there a dollar figure where you go, nope.
No.
Is it like, what is,
two
what
is grand the grand is a lot.
What is the cutoff for your furry little friend?
Yeah.
You know, your loyal.
Sure.
Your loyal dog.
It depends,
who
though.
Comes up to you. They put their yeah. little head yeah. right in your lap.
Little puppy dog eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love you so much. They don't judge.
Yeah.
They don't judge you at all. And you're looking at them going,
sorry.
If it's above $2,000.
Suck it up. Is this a life or death situation? Are we talking like terminal? Either pay the thousands of dollars,
yeah.
or that's it.
Yeah,
they're gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that. So this is approaching death's
yes,
bed.
Okay. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it sadder, but okay.
I would say. Well, I mean, I would say, is there a dollar figure where you go, it's a dog, and I can't justify spending X amount of money.
Right.
On a dog's injury, like what or whatever it may be.
Yeah. And it could be, it's probably different for everyone.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. There are some people out there who are like, hey, doesn't matter. It's family.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Open ended.
Yep.
There are some people out there who might go, you know what? Dog's 13 years old.
Right.
$50.
Sorry. Yeah.
$50. I've had this dog.
You lived a good life.
Dog has lived a great life. We're
a little above average.
Yeah, we're stopping. You know, okay, 17-year-old dog.
Yeah.
Not $50. And yep. you're like, you know, You're already limping. You don't do much.
You're trying to convince your dog that you made the right choice.
Yeah, you're sitting there. You're going, look, dude, you lived
Let
a good
explain,
life.
Okay.
You're mainly, you're just sitting around all day. Yeah. I mean, look.
I think having gone through that with one of our family dogs, where we were posed with that question.
Yeah.
Very expensive treatment.
Yes.
For a debilitating disease that he had. And yeah, there was a huge amount. And they said, maybe it'll work.
Oh.
There's a chance it'll work. Otherwise, you know, we'll put him down next week. It was way too much. So I think, yes, there is, most definitely.
What about now in your situation?
Well, the good news is this is not a life or death thing. She's just got a little thing in her mouth. That's it. But still, yeah, you know, there's always a threshold of too much, especially if, I mean, it's a pet. Pets are great.
Yeah.
But it's an animal.
You can find a new one.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
There's some people who are really hating this conversation right now. And look, I love my dogs. I love my dog. She had a little ear thing.
Sure.
Took her to the vet. And she was fine. She's good. Love my dog. But my wife and I have also had the conversation of, look, if something, like, what is the price? Like, what is the price?
Yeah, everyone has one.
Where you just go,
sorry.
And for some people, it's a sliding scale because it's like, well, if the dog's 1 year old.
Right.
So,
okay.
We're going to have this dog for a long time.
Right.
If the dog is 17, you're like, well, let's make her comfortable and see what, I mean.
Yeah.
Not to be mean or anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. You know, it's a.
You got a lot
it's
of.
It's an investment. You know?
And then there are some people who are just like, you know what? Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Dogs are people. Dogs are family.
Do you have pet insurance?
Yes.
You do?
This is a wife question, as she handles.
I don't know if we don't have pet insurance.
Then I do not know.
Like I have, I know it's become popular, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to know if it even really matters that much.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I don't hear about it often.
Nah. Well, the only times that you hear about it is when you go to the vet and they have like a little deal there. You go, and I'm like, do I have time to make the call? Like, can I get in under the wire here? I'm in line to get something done with the dog. Can I call this number, get a little pet insurance going, then email me a card and say, look, I got this covered. It's good.
Yeah. No, I've never tried.
Yeah.
I don't think I will try that this time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. 806-680-2790. All right, folks. You can weigh in. Is there a price where you just say no? That's too expensive for a family pet. That medical bill would be just too much. We're not going to pay that. What say you? You can text in at 806. It's an uncomfortable conversation. Wednesday here on the Chad Hasty Show. A new segment. Uncomfortable conversation. Is there? I like it actually. Is there a price where you just say, no, it's just not worth it. We just can't pay that to fix up old Rex. We just can't do it. 806-680-2790. You can text in. You can give us a call. 1-800-687-0790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down, be safe, drive smart, and take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
As you get ready in the morning and as you drive home from work, stay informed with the latest news from lawmakers across Texas and the rest of the country with Fox News every day right here on News Talk KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in today. The Trump administration pulling 700 agents from Minnesota. Democrats say that's not good enough. That, according to Politico, the story from Politico, Border Czar Tom Holman's drawdown of 700 federal agents in Minneapolis, marking his latest effort to de-escalate tensions after two American citizens were killed by federal agents last month. Well, let's remember one of them did try to run over an officer. Minnesota Democrats insist it's not enough. They say federal immigration agents are still deployed across the city, with U.S. citizens continuing to have aggressive run-ins with them. Well, maybe the U.S. Citizens should stop. Community members remain on edge, avoiding work and keeping children home from school. That's again, ICE is not telling them to do that. These are people who have been brainwashed by Democrats to think that bad things are going to happen to them, and that ICE is arresting all the little children of the world when that's not happening. You can never make these people happy. You can't. State Senator Scott Dibble, he's a moron. Now we only have 2,300 aggressive, brutal, cosplaying soldiers bursting into people's homes, brutalizing people on the streets, killing citizens, creating mayhem and chaos, which is absolutely untrue. But he gets quoted by Politico. He's a member of the Democratic Farm Labor Party. He's an idiot. Again, you can't make these people happy. Tom Holman has done a fantastic job of de-escalating, cooling down everything in the area. But these Democrats in Minnesota, they can't handle it. They just can't deal with it. And so, you know, they're reducing the number, which is what the agreement was. They're going to reduce the number of agents in Minnesota. They're still going to do their jobs, folks. They're still going to get out there, which they should be. They should do their job. They should go and take into custody the people they need to take into custody. Let's see. Texture weighing in on how much to spend. Texture says it's Bobby. I just got an estimate to remove some of my dog's teeth and clean the others. It's $900. The range is $950 to $1,700. Got to do it. Let's see another texture. My former in-laws were so dog crazy, it was unsettling. They had one dog on insulin for a couple of years before she died. They actually toyed with the idea of putting her on dialysis. I never knew that was a thing, but I really thought they'd do it. Ultimately decided against it, which meant they hadn't lost all sanity. Another texture, $2,000. Okay, all right. You can text in. How much is too much when it comes to providing services for your dog? It's just going to make sure that your pet's okay. Is there a cutoff on how much? It's the Uncomfortable Conversation Wednesday here on the show. Thanks to Nick, who is not too thrilled with the price range he got. I don't think he's a fan of the lower price range at all. The higher price range, he's like, absolutely not. What did they tell you, $2,700? $2,000 for the higher price range. That's pretty high up there. Are they in pain, or is it just, you know, stinky breath?
It's mostly the breath.
Okay.
And that's what we noticed. You know, that's what kind of started it. We're like, oh, okay. And, you know,
have you tried any of, like, the breath cleaners or anything like that?
We tried those dental chews.
Yes.
We did a lot of those.
Yeah.
Didn't help.
I'd say no pain.
You know what I mean? The other thing is we would never have known unless we didn't see it ourselves.
Yeah.
She's not showing any signs.
Yeah.
I can see the argument of you want to catch it early.
Sure.
I get it. You know, you never know. You don't want to risk those things.
Yeah.
It's a weighing game, you know, and it's so much money.
I like the texture said, you know, the teeth got to come out and, you know, clean the teeth. You know, these used to be wolves. Like, you ever think about that? Like, you went from a beast, a wild beast, to, oh no, now we gotta brush your teeth. Ooh, gotta brush your teeth somehow. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
TSN headlines, the launch of the largest day one school choice voucher program in U.S. history appears to be successful. The application process officially opened at 9 this morning. By 10, the controller's office got nearly 8,000 applications just after noon. That number reached to more than 20,000. The Texas Education Agency warning school districts they could face state intervention if they help facilitate student walkouts to go to protests. Districts with walkouts said they don't endorse the protests and issued unexcused absences. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing Bexar County for using taxpayer money to fund legal defense for immigrants facing deportation. He says Texas law gives the county no authority to do that. Frisco City Council heard from dozens of residents and non-residents at a meeting where they voiced concerns about a, quote, Indian takeover in the city. People at the meeting referencing a viral video alleging a massive takeover of Indians in Frisco. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FRENKEL. Firm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Olympics on Plains weather forecast. Temperatures are falling close to 30 degrees, about average for this time of the year. High temperatures for your Thursday at 67 degrees. That's going to be a warm day, and In fact, it will keep the temperatures up through morning with a 36-degree temperature on Friday morning. Friday's temperatures, lower 70s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic All-American Smashers. Meteorologist Ron Robertson, Lubbock's official weather station. He's on KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
With Your Money Now. Winning the Super Bowl means a lot to the players, but having the Super Bowl in California means big tax revenue added to its coffers. California is one of many states that taxes athletes when they play in their state. According to Sportico, the taxes paid in 2026 to the state by the starting quarterbacks in the Super Bowl this week, Drake May and Sam Darnold, could be between $150,000 and $250,000, depending on who wins, their contract, and the games played later in the 2026 season. Wall Street posted mixed results today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 260 points, ending the day at 49,501. NASDAQ fell 329, and the S&P 500 was up by 35. How much is student debt impacting retirement savings? A new report by Fidelity shows those balances are 30% lower if you're in your 50s and still have debt to pay off. Those age 18 to 49 are about 20% lower. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK on Thursday. Hey, we got a Congress District 19 debate coming up.
Sarah Weed, commandant of the local VFW chapter, is hosting the debate, and she'll be in the studio to talk about it.
74th Annual Lions Club coming up. Got the Lions coming up in the house.
Pancakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have tickets for that.
Jerry Reynolds will be in the house, test drive of the week, and we got Buffalo Grass Music Festival coming in after 8 o'clock. Sunrise LBK.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. A little bit later on, Scott Braddock will join us. Heather Garcia, candidates, will join us coming up at 6:05. Joining us right now, candidate for Texas 19 and the Republican primary, that crowded Republican primary. We've got Matt Smith joins us once again here on the Chad Hasty Show. Matt, welcome back. How are you? Oh, can you hear me? Hello, Matt.
Hey, man, I'm marvelous. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you joining us today. Hey, I know that, I mean, you've been having all these different forums and everything else. You got done with what one yesterday in Abilene. How are those going? What are you hearing from folks, and what are you hearing on the ground from voters out there, what they want in their next congressman?
Yeah, man, it's been really good to be here and seeing everybody. What we're hearing is they're tired of the swamp. They're ready to see things change, continue with what Trump's been doing, and continue those Doge cuts, but can go even deeper.
When you're in these forums, and they can be tough sometimes because you've got a bunch of candidates who are running. Have you found it? I mean, what are you doing to separate yourself from others? You know, because that's what I hear from listeners out there is, You know, all these guys are saying that they're going to be all MAGA. They're all saying that they're going to be conservative. How do you separate yourself? What's different about you and what you would take to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I'm the businessman in this race. I've built Fat Matt Roofing. We've built other companies, sold companies. And we're just sick of seeing the way that people can talk about it. But what happens whenever you run a company like the government does? We would go out of business. And I'm just at the point that we have a responsibility to cut the games, actually balance the budget. And I'm not an insider. I'm at this point that, do we think that an insider will actually get in and cut? And people are telling me that they don't. They're really excited to see that, wow, it's a breath of fresh air. Someone that isn't a career politician, an insider. And they're like, Matt, we feel that you're a breath of fresh air. Yeah. We want to see someone like you that doesn't have the baggage, that doesn't have so much of the political mindset, but more the business. Let's actually get something done.
You've got one of the candidates in this race who has been heavily involved in ag and on the ag side of things for a while. You've got another candidate who says that he's basically been Trump's right-hand man, if you listen to the way he describes himself. I mean, how do you address those two in particular when it comes to your own credentials and what you would bring to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that they're good enough guys. I'm not looking to talk down on them. I think that most people don't want a lobbyist when they're in this district. It's, to me, part of the swamp. You know, whenever we see that people are paid to go and pay other people, that's not what we want is, you know, West Texans. We don't want that part of it. But I also understand that, you know, it's part of the way that Washington operates. And I just think that that is not at all the way that I want to vote for someone and to see things go. I can't say that, you know, the other one you talked about is, and he says a lot of really good things. I feel that, you know, he's saying things that I would say, and he's going in the right direction with a lot of it. I'm not a person that's been out, you know, shaking hands with all the political people. I don't have ties to any of the political class. And I think that that's more what people like about me, is I'm not tied to the people that are part of what we've been saying, let's drain.
Yeah.
And it's not saying anything at all bad about the people that I'm running against. It's just saying they like that I don't have those ties, and I'm not in a spot that they're perceiving to be beholden to anyone.
Yeah. Do you think voters are looking at you as the outsider in this race?
They absolutely are, from all the way, all around. And, you know, I'm seeing it from people that we even knew through business that I thought would be for us. We had, like, I sit here and I watch endorsements fly out the window to people that we've been members of the associations or the things that are endorsing other people. And when I see that, it makes me wonder, wow, I wasn't even talked about. I didn't even get an interview on some of these things, and yet they're endorsing other people.
Why does that happen?
You know, I don't know. I'm not the exact political insider that is part of their system. And I kind of find it a little bit more, like, I thought that this kind of stuff was going on, but now I'm seeing that it actually is.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we hear about the machine. We hear about the people that are kind of picking who's going to get elected and that part of it. And I'm not here to whine, because I look at it as the perfect opportunity. I think that there's enough people like me that are sick of the swamp that see this is what's going on. You know, when you look at financial reports and you see the way that things are flying around, people are sick of that.
Yeah. We're visiting with Matt Smith, running in the Republican primary for Texas 19. And let's talk about if you get elected, everyone has ideas of what they want to do and how they want to influence things. Let's be honest, you'll be a freshman. If elected, freshmen don't always have the most power when it comes to being a member of the House. But where do you kind of want to, like, what committees or what, you know, where do you want to kind of, at least for those, for your first term, where do you kind of want to focus your attention as far as committees go and what you want to do?
Yeah, there's several that people have expressed interest in. The ag is obviously big to our area, energy, things associated with that. We have pretty big shoes with Jody Arrington and, you know, seeing budget and, you know, all the things he's been able to do. Ultimately, it's going to come down to what is it that we're able to get on which committees, because coming in as the person that isn't tied to any of it, I don't have to play by the typical rules. I was on a flight to D.C. with Roger Williams, a congressman out of the Weatherford area. And after that three-hour flight, he said, "Matt, you are smarter than so many of the congressmen and women up here. We have got to get members in Congress that have owned, sold, built businesses, signed paychecks, and they get what it's like to balance a budget." He said, "Whenever we have people that are small business owners that come up here, they do really well. Because we know if we spend more than we make, we go out of business. Somehow the government, you get reelected. Like, this is so backwards from what we feel at home. You go up to D.C. and you have so many people giving you money, and it's not what we see it as back home."
Yeah.
So looking at all of it, guys like Roger saying, "Hey, I would love for you to be on the small business committee. We need more people like you that actually gets it in here." The ag, it's such a big part of our industry. I also think that we have a real responsibility to help cut the red tape that we have from all these bureaucracies, and looking at, you know, oversight and some of those. I'm looking at anything that I can to bring accountability, cut red tape, and get the government off the backs of our producers, whether it's the farm, ranch, whether it's the oil, molten reactor stuff. We just have to stop playing politics and let our producers produce.
Yeah. Matt Smith, candidate for Texas 19. Real quick, before I let you go, there was a story that came out literally a minute ago from the Hill. It's on a Gallup survey saying young Americans are more likely to say the economy is the most pressing concern. We're heading into the midterm elections. There's nothing you can do about that right now, because you're heading into an election. But let's say you were in Congress right now, and maybe even advising President Trump of messaging going into the midterms. What do Republicans need to focus on going into the midterm elections in order to, you know, keep the House? Because that's kind of a big deal.
You know, a lot of people that we're hearing, they're talking about affordability still. I see that, you know, things are coming down, and I applaud that we have inflation coming down. I applaud a lot of that. But people have been beat down for so many years under the Biden administration. Credit card debt rose, and we were unable to keep up with the wages and, you know, groceries and the such. And so we were at a deficit in our personal finances. Whenever it comes into the other part, we've got to stop playing politics and just be real with people. Look, we're going through some crazy times. We have bad actors that want to hurt us. Like, if we speak plainly, we've got to keep the bad people out of the country. And we can sit here and play politics when it comes to securing our border, but we all lock our doors at night. why wouldn't we want the border finished? Let's make it to where we can secure this so we don't have our kids that keep dying from the fentanyl, so that we don't have people trafficked and terrorists coming into our country. That's where I think that we really need to focus, is being able to look at that and focus in even deeper on how do we make it to where people can get here in a streamlined way, in a legal way, so that they don't feel the urge to try to come in illegally. We want good people here. We don't want the bad actors or the people that are going to be a leech on us as society.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree with that part?
Yeah. Matt Smith, tell folks where they can get more information about you and your campaign.
Yeah, great thing is FatMattSmithForCongress.com. Fat Matt Smith for U.S. Congress on Facebook.
All right.
Look forward to seeing y'all connect with us on Facebook. And we'll also be in, I think, in up around Plainview tomorrow for a forum up there and a VFW debate on Friday also. So look forward to meeting y'all when we're around and connecting on social media and our website.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hey, Matt, always good to hear from you. We'll visit again soon.
Thank you, man. You'll have a great day.
Thank you. That's Matt Smith, candidate for Texas 19 in the Republican primary. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning, burn rubber, make tracks, full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. Slow down, be safe, drive smart, and take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday, on This Morning, America's First News, the latest release of Jeffrey Epstein files shows the extent to which the convicted sex offender reached into the business world. Here are examples. Also, the reliable playbook for fast food restaurants during slow times isn't working. We'll examine why discounts are a double-edged sword. And signs you're about to be replaced by artificial intelligence. Thursday, on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A former IRS officer was found guilty of conspiring with his au pair to kill his wife and a stranger. 40-year-old Brendan Banfield was convicted of two counts of aggravated murder and other charges after testimony from Banfield himself and his 25-year-old Brazilian au pair, Juliana Magalhães, with whom he was having an affair. Prosecutors say Banfield lured Joseph Ryan to the family's Virginia home with the promise of a violent sexual role play after posing as his wife, Christine, on a fetish website. When Ryan arrived, prosecutors say Banfield shot him and then stabbed his wife, staging the scene to look like he had come to his wife's aid with Ryan as the fall guy.
I think that he was obviously hoping for a life with Juliana, and he didn't see a way to accomplish that without executing his wife.
That's prosecutor Jenna Sands. Magalhães pleaded guilty to manslaughter in exchange for testimony. Banfield could face life in prison when he's sentenced May 8th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
All right, back on the Chad HD Show. Thanks to Matt Smith for giving us a call today. That telling you that Texas 19 rate, it's starting to simmer. Starting to simmer a little bit. You had a couple jabs there, just a couple, which is good because these candidates, they've got to separate themselves. You've got upper echelon of candidates that are out there, and they're kind of starting to separate each other and define who they are and how they operate differently, and they do. You know, everyone's going to be MAGA. Everyone's going to be MAGA. I mean, if you're not, you're not going to win. Everyone's going to be MAGA. Everyone's going to be pro-life. Everyone in the Republican primary, they're going to say the same general thing about that. It is on deeper issues and also their personal philosophy. And you heard Matt Smith say, look, I'm not part of the insider crowd. I'm not going to the cocktail parties. I'm not getting my picture taken with all the political celebs and everything. You know, that's not me. I'm not a lobbyist. Haven't been making money off the D.C. crowd for a long time. That's not me. I'm a business builder. I'm a roofer. I'm jumping from roof to roof, doing what I need to do, building businesses, having a family out in the Abilene area. That's who I am. It's what I do. And he feels compelled and called to run for Congress. He's a business guy, and that's where he's coming from. He's the outsider. You know, everyone has their kind of their role here. You've got you've got different people running. He's kind of positioning himself as, I'm the outsider. I'm the one who's been listening to people. Yeah, I hear people talk about what's going on in D.C. I hear people talking about politics. I'm helping them build a roof. I hear what they're saying. I hear their struggles. I get it. That's how he's positioning himself. By the way, John Cornyn today took a swipe at Ken Paxton. The headline from The Hill, Cornyn campaign makes divorce swipe at rival Ken Paxton in the nasty Texas primary. We will get to this probably around, I don't know. We'll get to it coming up here in a little bit. As John Cornyn's campaign in a little bit of trouble, possibly of not even making a runoff in Texas. That would be quite something. When we come back, Heather Garcia is scheduled to join us right here on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
The Chad Hastie Show podcast, available on any podcast platform. Check it out.
News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO Lubbock. KFYO.com, a Town Square Media station.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Federal agents on the scene. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The FBI has arrived at the home of Annie Guthrie, the other daughter of Nancy Guthrie, as they widen their investigation into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance.
They are believed to be the family members who told investigators they dropped Nancy Guthrie off at her home on Saturday night. We have no indication at this point whether they are there to simply update family members on the search or for some other reason.
Fox is Jonathan Hunt in Tucson. Nancy Guthrie was reported missing Sunday when she didn't show up for church. TMZ and other local media reported they have received ransom notes, but the Pima County Sheriff's Office has not divulged what was in the notes. The White House said earlier today that President Trump spoke by phone to Savannah Guthrie to express his concern and offer assistance. Now, the President Trump has signed off on a package of bills that includes 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is calling on Democrats to come to the table.
If they actually do want to fund the government, Department of Homeland Security, and we need to, and also, by the way, that bill includes TSA, it includes FEMA, it includes the Coast Guard, a number of agencies that are really important to our government, then they need to sit down with the White House and figure out what it is they actually want.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We're ready to sit down and negotiate, but it's got to be strong, it's got to be tough, it's got to rein in ICE in very serious ways and end the violence. And we hope our Republican colleagues will meet us on that.
Earlier today, Border Czar Tom Homan announced a reduction in border agents in Minneapolis because of what he called increased cooperation between his department and city and state officials. The Supreme Court's turned away an appeal from California Republicans of the state's redistricting plan. America is listening to Fox News.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Top lanes for the forecast. Temperatures are falling close to 30 degrees, about average for this time of the year. High temperatures for your Thursday at 67 degrees. That's going to be a warm day, and in fact, it will keep the temperatures up through morning with a 36 degree temperature on Friday morning. Friday's temperatures, lower 70s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic All-American Smashers. Meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station. He's on KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
And welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. Whether you're listening here in Lubbock, up in Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, throughout the great state of Texas, we welcome you into the program. We've got a lot to get to, including a story about the Texas Senate race. Here in Texas. We'll get to that later. We've got Scott Braddock, who will join us. He just moderated the debate between Sid Miller and Nate Sheetz down in the Houston Republican Club, so that's going to be interesting. We'll talk to him about that coming up at 6:35. And joining me in studio as we continue to talk with the candidates, we have Heather Garcia, candidate for Justice of the Peace for Precinct 1.
Hi, Chad. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you in the studio. I guess, first off, as we do with all the candidates, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for Justice of the Peace.
Yeah, so my husband and I moved here about 3 years ago from Muleshoe area. So we've always been here. Parents grew up here, so kind of a hometown girl.
Yeah.
Went to Tech. We have our small business. I own an insurance agency. My husband owns a landscape company. So we're small business people. We also have a ministry here in town and pour into a few people and written a book. So we've done a lot in the few years that we've been here. But as far as why I decided to run, I have always felt that Christians have stayed out of politics for way too long. And I feel like that we need people who have strong convictions, who believe in justice. And I've always been that person that has kind of fought for the underdog. I can't stand bullies at all. And so I just think that right is right and wrong is wrong. And I do believe that we need people who have those strong convictions in government positions, and especially in something like the justice of the peace or, you know, county judge or something in that, where you have the opportunity to uphold justice and make sure that it is the right things are coming out and the wrong things are, you know, there's consequences that have to be paid. And so you don't always want to have to do that, but the decisions have to be made, and it does make society better because of it.
Okay. So what when it comes to justice of the peace and that in Precinct 1, you talked about bringing that Christian conviction to the justice of the peace. What does that look like? What do you mean by that? How does that translate?
Well, you know, I don't want people to sit there and think, well, oh, because she's a Christian, she's, you know, going to uphold something that I don't believe in because maybe you're not a Christian. So don't think that I wouldn't represent you if you are not a Christian. All that really looks like is, as a Christian, we live by moral codes of, you know, upholding the right thing, doing the right thing. And it's about doing the right thing even when no one's looking. And even if you're not a Christian, I feel like that would make you feel good, that if I saw an injustice for you, that I would fight for you no matter what you believe in. And that is what you should do. And as a Christian, that's really how I live my life. And so I feel like that even if you didn't believe in my beliefs, that you would feel good about that, that you would know that if something was wrong against you, that I would still stand up and do what was right for you.
So I guess when it comes to, you know, to what a justice of the peace kind of focuses on, what would you focus on? I mean, what do you want to change about that position?
Several things that I think are important in this office. So the main things they do is, number one, this is the court for the people. So someone who serves in the justice of the peace, yeah, they call them a judge, but that's not really a great description because it's actually just a citizen who can serve. They train you in judgeship and how to do that. So no legal experience required whatsoever. In fact, you know, legal experience is great, but actually you want someone in there who can read contracts, who has a good business mind, because that's what you kind of deal with. They deal with evictions. They deal with truancy issues in the schools, children not going to school. They deal with, you know, minor misdemeanor ticketed things. You get a speeding ticket, you want to fight it, you know, you're going to wind up in that court. Civil suits under $20,000. So, you know, maybe you and your neighbor get in a dispute over the fence line or, you know, the driveway or something like that. You want someone who has a business mind that can read contracts and decipher where, you know, where the fault lies and where it doesn't.
Yeah.
So that is what you would deal with in that court. And also, it's the court that really is going to be probably the majority of the citizens will come in contact with. And this is not a court that you would probably bring a lawyer into. So legal experience on a whole is not really a focus in this court. Mm. It's really about the people.
Yeah.
And so that's what I would deal with there. And I think as a business owner, that makes me the perfect person, especially in, say, something like the evictions.
Why is that?
Well, time is money. And one of the things that is very important in an eviction is how fast it moves. Right now, we've got some people sitting in the seats that are not doing it efficiently as far as the time frames. They're waiting till the very last minute. I think we can move that up. I mean, if a landlord's having to wait till the very last minute to get a judgment so that they could get the eviction, that's time lost. That's money lost. And so definitely move those things along.
So faster evictions.
Get in faster evictions, faster. Well, just getting the timelines up, even with the truancy. I mean, we want to get this court where people are getting their day in court and their time and getting it done and getting it out.
Yeah.
Another one of the things that I would really like to do in that court is there is an e-file system that has been paid for by the county, but it's not being utilized by any of the courts right now.
Why?
I'm not really sure why. maybe because they've done things this way all the time, and this is just how they do it, so they're used to it. Maybe, I don't know. I really can't speak for that because I can't speak for the other people in that's already in there. But I just feel like that if you've got a change in the guard, what better time to implement that? Because we're all learning, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a learning curve. So why don't we all learn together? And it kind of just sets that precedence of, okay, this is how we did things, but now this is how we're going to do things.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a perfect time to implement those changes because we're all learning and get to know each other anyway. You know, they already have a staff in place for Precinct 1. I wouldn't be looking to replace anyone. I mean, why would I get rid of people that have experience? Mm. So I would definitely be relying on those people to help me, but we could all learn together and do that. And that's going to be a huge difference for people in the eviction process, whether it's the tenant or the landlord, if they need to file in that court, instead of having to take off work or, you know, miss work or do whatever to go downtown to file that, they can sit at their computer and get it filed.
Yeah.
So much more efficient.
Right.
So that's just one of the things that I want to look at. Another thing I want to look at is maybe looking at if there's a possibility in some situations for a Zoom court that makes it more efficient for a tenant or a landlord or even in a truancy case.
Yeah.
I want to try to help the people. This is the thing, is you're a public servant. You're there to serve the people. So why not try to do things that help them out to make it more proficient for them?
Yeah. We're visiting with Heather Garcia, running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1 of the Republican primary. When you had mentioned truancy, and you also mentioned civil suits. Anything different when it comes to when it comes to either of those that you think you would do differently than any of your opponents who are running in the race?
I haven't heard a lot of what's going on in the other precincts. I have heard fantastic things about Precinct 1. Judge Deals is she's done an amazing job from what I understand. She kind of picked up the torch from Judge Hansen, who passed away a few years ago, and I've heard nothing but fantastic things about Precinct 1. So I don't know that there would be a whole lot change other than I have talked to some schools. I've met with some principals and people that are in charge of the absences, and they have to bring those cases against kids and parents. And I've asked them, you know, kind of, I've seen their process. At first, I thought I would want, you know, oh, I would want to make sure that there's not a bullying situation. You know, why are they not coming to school, you know? But then I looked at their process. They've already taken care of all this stuff. There's no need for counseling. That's not my job. Yeah. You know, my job is there to uphold laws. Right. I'm not there to write any laws. I'm not there to hold the laws that are already written. And it's also not my job to counsel then at that point because a lot of these schools have already done this. You would not believe the process they go through to try to get these kids in school. They care so much. These schools are doing a fantastic job. So I finally just asked them, and I said, well, you know, y'all took all my ideas, because that's what I was thinking, that, you know, we need to make sure that we've got, you know, nothing what's keeping them from school. And, you know, they've already gone through all of that. I said, so what do y'all need from us? And they said, we need you to do your job.
Yeah.
So that would be one thing that would have to be done. There are consequences for children not being in school. And whether it's, you know, on the parents, they're not doing their job. You know, we need parents to be parents and not want to be their friend. I get that, you know, maybe the kid might get mad at you if you make them go to school, but you got to get them up and get them to school.
Yeah.
So whichever the situation is, we get to the bottom of that and then we fix it.
All right. Do you have a website, Facebook, anything where people can get more information about you and your campaign?
I do. We have Facebook. So it's Elect Heather Garcia on Facebook. And then it's also electheathergarcia.com on website.
All right. Great. Heather Garcia, candidate for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, in the Republican primary. Hey, thanks for coming in. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock.
News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7, and 1470 KYYW in Abilene, and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk, 95.1 and 790, KFYO.
The Chad AC Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Scott Braddock coming up at 6:35. Thanks again to Heather Garcia. And for Justice of the Peace for joining us in the last segment. If you missed our interview with Matt Smith at 5:35, all of those, all the interviews will be up on the podcast after the show. Senator John Cornyn's campaign team firing back at an inflammatory post from the GOP primary opponent Ken Paxton, taking aim at Texas Attorney General's recent divorce in a strikingly personal term. Quote, Ken, when this is over, you will have nothing, which turns out to be the same thing you offered to give Angela in divorce proceedings. This after you cheated on her multiple times, Cornyn's campaign team wrote. Oof. Texas State Senator Angela Paxton announced she and Paxton were getting a divorce last July after her husband had an extramarital affair. She wrote on a post on social media platform X that she did not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or Ken to remain in the marriage. Cornyn's Wednesday campaign statement referring to the divorce followed a post from Paxton in which the Texas Attorney General alleged Cornyn stole $50 million from races in North Carolina, Maine, Michigan, and Georgia. Quote, he's stuck in the mid-20s, doesn't even know if he'll make the runoff, and is set to lose by huge margins even if he does, Paxton added. He also cited a line from the New York Times report alleging Cornyn would be a serious underdog in any runoff. That report said some establishment Republicans believe their money would be better spent helping Susan Collins in her re-election bid. In addition to Cornyn and Paxton, Wesley Hunt, also vying for the party's nomination. Trump has yet to endorse a candidate, but said his stamp of approval will likely decide on who wins the highly contested race. Quote, you know, my problem is I'm friendly with all of them. I like all of them, all three, the president told a trio or said of the trio of Republicans. Quote, but you'll be seeing soon, he added. They say whoever I endorse wins. That's probably right. Early polling released by the University of Houston and Texas Southern showed Paxton with a slight lead among voters, 34% support compared to Cornyn's 33% and Hunt at 22%. Let me tell you something, folks. There's been some internal polling out showing that Wesley Hunt is almost even with John Cornyn. And in that, there's a possibility that the runoff, everyone has been expecting that it's going to be John Cornyn and Ken Paxton in the runoff. There's a chance it could be Wesley Hunt and Ken Paxton in the runoff. I mean, that would be big if that happened. I don't know if it will. I'm not sitting here saying that it will happen. But it could. It very well could happen. And, you know, the swipe about Paxton's divorce. I just don't know if the average person cares. The Cornyn campaign, they took a swipe yesterday. Nick, listen to this. They took a swipe yesterday. Well, it wasn't the Cornyn campaign. It was a PAC that supports John Cornyn. And they had taken a picture of Wesley Hunt eating dinner in Washington, D.C. at a very nice restaurant. And there was you know how sometimes you'll have a table and it's reserved and they'll put like a little reserved sign on it? Well, instead of reserved, it said Mr. Hunt. And the PAC supporting Cornyn went, well, obviously this is a man of the people. He's eating at a high-priced restaurant in Washington, D.C. and has a nameplate there. He's eating dinner. Like, what's the man supposed to do? First, you're mad that he's not in D.C. enough. Now you're mad that he's in D.C. having dinner at a nice restaurant. Let me tell you something. If I went to dinner one night and I had reservations somewhere and I walked up and it said Mr. Hasty, that would be cool. I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. I think it's cool when you get the little reserve sign. And you're like, hey, look at that. A little reserve sign. You ever been to a restaurant before where you say it's your anniversary or you're celebrating a birthday and all the waiters sign the card? There's like a little card. Yeah, we've been to a couple of restaurants like that where you want, they all sign the card. You're like, oh, look at that. They care. They don't. But they look at that. They care. That's kind of cool. Imagine walking up. You're going to a nice steakhouse. And it has a little placard in front of you that has your name on it. That's nice. That's real nice. It's like, some of the stuff by the Cornyn campaign, I just don't get. I don't get why they're taking some of these swipes. You know, the divorce swipe. Again, in the early 2000s, in the late 90s, that would have mattered so much. That would have been a big deal. During a Republican primary back in the 90s, you got a divorce. Ooh. Cheating on your wife, that's the end of your political move. You're done. You're finished if you're cheating on your wife back in the 90s, in the early 2000s. In 2026, the voters really don't care. And I think a lot of that also has to do, again, with voters just being tired of John Cornyn. And again, it goes back to the vote that he made on the Second Amendment stuff. I mean, there's just... If you think you're going to beat Ken Paxton by playing up the divorce, I think you're running in the wrong era. There's things to criticize about Ken Paxton. But the divorce thing, I mean, we do have a president who has been divorced, right? Just saying. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down, be safe, drive smart, and take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because... I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
TSN headline.
headlines, the launch of the largest day one school choice voucher program in U.S. history appears to be successful. The application process started at 9 this morning, and by 10, the controller's office had received nearly 8,000 applications. Just after noon, the number hit more than 20,000. Another redistricting domino has fallen in response to the Lone Star State. The Supreme Court has given California the okay to use their mid-decade redistricting maps for the 2026 election. Last year, Texas redrew maps in an effort to pick up five more Republican seats. The Texas Education Agency warning school districts they could face state intervention if they help facilitate student walkouts to go to protests. Districts with walkouts say they don't endorse the protests. A federal lawsuit filed by former Texas A&M lecturer Melissa McColl over her termination, which followed criticism of what she taught last July. She says A&M ran roughshod over her due process rights. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
Want to carry through on that fresh look you promised yourself for 2026? Well, readingglasses.com is the place to go. We have over 40 brands of reading glasses for every budget and taste. Ray-Ban, Oakley, Tom Ford, and more available with your choice of lenses and coatings. All readingglasses.com glasses come with our people-pleasing U.S.-based customer service, fast free shipping, and free returns. Go to readingglasses.com and enter code 10 to enjoy 10% off your first order.
Top lanes. Well, the forecast, temperatures are falling close to 30 degrees, about average for this time of the year. High temperatures for your Thursday at 67 degrees. That's going to be a warm day, and in fact, it will keep the temperatures up through morning with a 36 degree temperature on Friday morning. Friday's temperatures, lower 70s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic All-American Smashers. Meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station. He's on KFWO.
Fox on Tech.
What if you can't watch the Super Bowl like how other people do? The big game this weekend will be hosting some special guests. They're fans who are seeing impaired to varying degrees, and they're getting a chance to experience the NFL championship in a novel way. The NFL is teaming up with both Ticketmaster and OneCourt to provide these fans with a hands-on device that allows them to feel the big game. It's a little bigger than a tablet and has a representation of the gridiron. Different vibration patterns will signify different plays and even pinpoint the location of the football. And these fans will be guided through the game with a bit of old tech, too. They'll be wearing headphones to listen to the game's radio broadcast, which is different from television because the announcers can't rely on game visuals to describe the action. The OneCourt devices have also been in use at Major League Baseball games. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information, it's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK on Thursday, hey, we've got a Congress District 19 debate coming up.
Sarah Weed, commandant of the local VFW chapter, is hosting the debate, and she'll be in the studio to talk about it.
74th Annual Lions Club coming up. Got the Lions coming up in the house.
Pancakes, mm-hmm. Yeah. We have tickets for that.
Jerry Reynolds will be in the house, test drive of the week, and we got Buffalo Grass Music Festival coming in after 8 o'clock. Sunrise LBK.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll get back into that U.S. Senate race tomorrow. You've got Ken Paxton out saying, in a shocking announcement, John Cornyn proudly announces he has over 100 supporters after 4 terms in the Senate. I'm thinking Cornyn probably has a little bit more than 100, but It's starting to get chippy. Oh, it's starting to get chippy in that race. I'm so happy that it's finally some of these races are waking up. I know I'm sick. They're starting to get a little bit chippy out there. Speaking of chippiness, joining us on the phones right now, he likes to see him get all chippy as well. Our good friend Scott Braddock, editor of QuorumReport.com. Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Man, I'm sitting in front of a plate of churros at a Mexican restaurant in Houston, Texas. I couldn't be doing any better.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. When you do the churros, do you like the chocolate or the caramel or the other syrupy thing they bring up?
I'm a fan of all, but probably the chocolate or caramel.
It's
yeah,
it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let's see. Where do we start? Now, you moderated a debate between Miller and Sid Miller and Nate Sheets. So talk about that and how that went.
Well, one thing that was front and center in the debate was your interview with Commissioner Miller. I had asked him about what Governor Abbott had said about the commissioner on Mark Davis's show, and then, of course, you followed up on that. And look, Commissioner Miller, as you know, is spring-loaded with some responses on that, of this idea that his department, the Texas Department of Agriculture, is corrupt, and that he has a chief of staff that's corrupt and everything. And Miller says, look, you know, all of that's all old stuff. That's all old accusations. And there was a liberal DA, a Soros-funded DA in Austin who went after them and all that sort of thing. And also this question about whether Miller's office has a good relationship with the Texas legislature, right? Because as you pointed out on the show here, you know, they clawed back a lot of authority from his office, including, remember how they had the gas pumps used to be inspected by the Department of Agriculture, and then they gave that to the Texas Department of Licensing, and then they took Commissioner Miller's big stickers off of the gas pumps.
Yes.
and all of that. And he says, like, all of that's old news, but he has a good relationship now with the lieutenant governor, with Speaker Burroughs, and basically the TDA got everything they wanted this time around. And look, he paints himself as not just MAGA, but MAHA candidate, even though I think from a policy standpoint, Commissioner Miller is against this whole idea, for the most part, of, you know, taking away the pesticides, the other chemicals that are used, you know, with our livestock and our crops around the state. And this is kind of a point of contention with his opponent, Mr. Sheets, Nate Sheets, who is saying, hey, we got to get rid of all that stuff. You know, and I think that, you know, for the Republican crowd in Houston, they were kind of laughing at the idea that if someone's going to get rid of all of those pesticides and the other thing, the, you know, the additives and the growth hormones, cattle, all that other stuff, that's fine for, you know, the Austin liberals who all shop at Whole Foods. But if you're going to, you know, feed a state of 31 million people, farmers and ranchers out in West Texas and other places would say it's just not possible to do it that way, right? So there's some tension on that. I did think that Sheets puts forth, a good argument, you know, for why he might want voters to fire Commissioner Miller. But it's a real race. I mean, let's look at it this way. This is, as far as I can tell, since he became ag commissioner, it's the fight of his political life, because I think he finally has a Republican challenger who maybe understands some of the ways in which he needs to really reach out to Republican voters, and that wasn't true before.
Yeah. I know you moderated the debate, but did you walk away with any sense of the crowd, what they thought? Was there a winner? Was there someone that they preferred?
Let me say it this way. I don't think that the different endorsements that are being offered and highlighted by the challenger, Nate Sheets, I don't think that's what's going to make the difference, and that's a lot of what he's leaning on. Mm-hmm. When the two of them were in front of that crowd, it seemed like they basically battled to a draw, which, you know, we haven't seen reliable polling in this race. It's hard to tell what's going to happen. But, you know, I think the magic for Commissioner Miller, and this is, it's not that he's so great at running for office. It's that everyone who has run against him is so terrible at it. You always have Democrats or other Republicans who will say, hey, you know, we've got this candidate who can speak to rural Texas. You know, we've got the ones who can talk to the farmers and the ranchers. And I always say, what are y'all talking about? They're on the ballot in the whole state. You know, they're just as much on the ballot in Dallas and Fort Worth and in Houston as they are in Orange and Lubbock, right? I mean, they have to be able to appeal to Republican voters everywhere. And what Commissioner Miller has always done to great success is just act like he's the right-wing guy. You know, he's pro-God, pro-gun, pro-life, and anti-Obama, and he throws his cowboy hat in the air, and that's good enough.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a race to watch. I do think it's going to be. I think you have some who think that Nate Sheetz is going to somehow run away with this. Sid Miller, I mean, say what you want about
Sid.
He's a survivor, and he's one of those guys that I think there's an almost an attitude around Sid Miller for some people where they go. Yeah, there's probably something there that we shouldn't like, but we kind of do. He's like the older guy.
Like him anyway.
Yeah, he's kind of like the older guy at the coffee shop where you just go, yeah, I may not. He may embellish on a few things. He may embellish on some stories, but we kind of like him anyway. That's hard to beat.
Let's say to your point about him being a survivor, there are only two statewide office holders in Texas who were Texas House members. They lost their primaries and lost their Texas House seats, and now they are in office at the statewide level. It's Commissioner Miller, and do you know who the other one is?
Who would that be?
Wayne Christian, who does the exact same thing on the Railroad Commission. He just runs like he's a Republican, right? He always gives a speech about, conservative values, all that sort of stuff. He doesn't get as bogged down in what the agency actually does, which, of course, is oversee oil and gas. He always just says, hey, here's all of my conservative credentials, and he always ends every speech by saying, tell all your neighbors to vote for the only Christian on the ballot, and they'll love it.
Yeah. Let's see. How about that special election that people are still talking about, Scott, in the Fort Worth area? What's days later? What do you think about this?
You know, I was just talking with friends here in Houston about this, and I do think that it does speak to the wind being at the backs of Democrats. That's true. I mean, you can't have that big of a swing without that being the case. But at the same time, it really is. You might agree with this, Chad. It really is a lot about the Republicans being just at war with each other and tearing each other apart, which is what was happening in the first round of voting in that election in Fort Worth. And it's the same thing that's happening in the U.S. Senate race, right? I mean, just today, you had Senator Cornyn laying into Paxton and saying, hey, we don't, Ken, when all this is over with, you're going to have nothing, which apparently is exactly what you offered to your ex-wife when she found out that you were cheating on you, right? Or soon-to-be ex-wife, right? So nasty as possible, and it leaves you wondering whether this fall, statewide in Texas, the Republicans will really come together to beat the Democrats the way they have always done in the past. You and I have covered enough of these races to know the Republicans always do a version of that, right? Ripping each other up in the primary, but then they always come together, after March 3rd is over or after a runoff is over. But I think in this instance, I think it begs the question about whether Republicans will really do that statewide if Ken Paxton is the nominee. Will those vote people who are still loyal to Senator Cornyn, will they turn out for somebody like Ken Paxton? So I don't think they're going to vote for a Democrat, but it is possible they just don't vote, which I think is what's really kind of scaring a lot of Republican office holders and candidates across the state.
Now, Scott, you're talking about the fighting among Republicans.
Yeah.
Come on. What about the fighting among Democrats
with
James Tallarico?
You know, that whole accusation from a former Congressman Allred about Tallarico, almost flat out calling him a racist.
Yeah.
It is really dividing the Democrats, and it's amazing that 48 hours after one of the best moments they've had in Texas in decades, they're at each other's throats. A lot of Democrats I'm talking to are really disappointed about that. And look, I think that these issues are one of the reasons the Democrats can't pull off a win around here, because these fights are always going to happen. On the Republican side, all they have to do is turn out the old white people and they can win in November for the most part. In Democratic politics, you have to be able to put together a multiracial, multi-ethnic, multi-generational coalition. And with that kind of fighting, it makes it less likely than it can happen. Although I will say, But there's still a lot of hope among the Democrats if Paxton is the nominee for U.S. Senate, that all bets are off, and who knows what's going to happen.
What are you, you know, the fact that the Democrats are tearing each other apart over a comment where there's no audio, there's no video. It's
right. We haven't seen it.
It's someone who is, I guess, an influencer on TikTok, which shockingly, sometimes those people are just looking for a spotlight. I know that would surprise some people. I mean, if I recall it all right, either you just want to endorse Jasmine Crockett or, I mean, to me, it's just like, just why even comment on something that is just speculation unless you just really want to endorse Jasmine Crockett, which in that case, just do it.
Well, I mean, that's I think that's a legit question. I was just talking with a whip-smart Houston Democratic operative who said, where the hell was James Tallarico for 6 to 8 hours while that accusation was just floating out there, and his campaign did not say anything? They allowed that to be the narrative for the full news day. And then at the end of the day, they put out a statement that said basically, you know, that's not really what I meant. That mischaracterizes what I said. And I was just kind of saying that you know, this guy ran a campaign that was lackluster, let's put it that way. And so, look, when you have not just a 24-hour news cycle, but in every second of the day news cycle, you can't let that kind of thing be unanswered. And it is the first sort of dent in the armor for Tallarico, who up to this point has not really faced any kind of harsh criticism at all from anybody, except from his Republican House colleagues, who, as you know, genuinely don't like the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Scott, what can people find over at quorumreport.com?
Man, we're just a month out from the primary. You know, we've got the early voting coming up real quick here within the next 14 or 15 days. Every second of the day, we're breaking some news over there. Quorumreport.com. Click free sign up. We'll keep you in the loop.
All right. Very good. Scott, we'll talk to you on Monday, and have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you. That's Scott Braddock, editor of quorumreport.com. We'll be right back to wrap up today's show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
You've got a life to live, and you don't want to miss out on any of it. That's why the first thing you do when you get in a car is buckle your seatbelt. Whether you're a driver or a passenger, not wearing your seatbelt could get you a ticket, a fine, or worse. Nobody wants that. So remember, if you love it, click it. Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.